Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is living for God. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9.
Now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. It came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth.
Think about something in your life that you are building to make a name for yourself. Maybe it's your career or your family. Now think about something in your life that you're building to gain security. Maybe it's your bank account or your spot in an exclusive group. In the passage we just read, we see a group of people consumed with making a name for themselves and gaining security. These people come together and say, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into the heavens. And let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The fact that the people describe the tower as having its top in the heavens reveals an attitude of defiance towards God. It reveals that they are after their own praise and glory. They have their hearts set on magnifying their own names. And the fact that the people don't want to be scattered abroad across the earth reveals their desire for security. They want to find strength in their numbers and fulfillment in their accomplishments. God sees the pride and self-consumption of these people. He sees that they have a heart for building their own kingdom instead of pursuing His. God responds to the Tower of Babel in judgment by confusing the language of the people. Now that everyone speaks a different language, they're not able to communicate and unite in their building plans. Don't we see the sinful desires of these people in our own hearts? We get so consumed with making names for ourselves. We want to be known as the most popular kid at school, the most impressive woman of her peer group, the most respected man at his company. We get wrapped up in our thoughts of what people think of us. We set our focus on ensuring that people like us and remember us well. And don't we also get so consumed with building security for ourselves? Afraid of being left out, we act a certain way and speak negatively of others to ensure our standing in a social group. We sacrifice the things we love and care about in life to get the job we know will build us a large savings account. Or scared of getting hurt, we avoid close relationships and find security in our isolation and defense mechanisms. We are constantly building up more security for ourselves one way or another. Efforts to build our names and our security, like the people of Babel, only leave us feeling unfulfilled. they leave us feeling like there must be more. For God's people, there is more. God calls us into his mission of making his name known instead of ours. He calls us into the mission of building his kingdom instead of our security. Two stories come to mind when thinking about building a name in a kingdom. The first is the story of Willie Loman, a fictional character in Arthur Miller's play, Death of a Salesman. Willie spends his whole life building up his own name. He is obsessed with being liked. He wants everyone to think highly of him. "Be liked and you'll never want," Willie tells his sons at one point in the play. With a career as a salesman, Willie also pours all his energy into building his kingdom. He desperately wants to be rich and successful. He's just longing for the day when he has enough money to not have to worry anymore. Eventually, Willie's drive begins to fizzle out. He starts to get depressed with the lack of fulfillment in the things he's pursuing. Tragically, Willie ends up taking his own life. The words of his wife at the funeral are haunting. She says, "Willie, I made the last payment on the house today. Today, dear. And there will be nobody home." A life spent pursuing our own names and kingdoms always ends tragically. But a life spent pursuing God's is beautiful and deeply satisfying. The story of Corrie ten Boom illustrates this. Corrie was a Dutch watchmaker who lived through World War II. When the Nazis started deporting Jews to concentration camps, Corrie turned her home into a hiding place. She secretly hid Jews, and she became a part of the underground resistance network. Corrie was jeopardizing her business, which she operated out of her home. She was putting her personal life on the line, constantly having to deal with the panic and fear of being found out. And she was risking her own life. Hiding Jews was punishable by death. But this did not stop Corrie because she was not building her own kingdom. She was building God's. And she knew God cared about these people and wanted her to love and sacrifice for them. "My job was to simply follow God's leading one step at a time, holding every decision up to him in prayer," Corrie said. Corrie was eventually found out and sent to a concentration camp herself. But even at the concentration camp, Corrie was not out for herself. She was pursuing God's kingdom, constantly looking out for the needs of others, even giving away her precious food portions. She continually looked for opportunities to pray with people and share the hope of the gospel with them. Corrie was seeking to make God's name known, even as she faced intense suffering. In pursuing God's name and God's kingdom, Corrie lived a deeply joyful, satisfying, and meaningful life. Like Corrie, we can make God known by sharing his love and goodness and peace with others. And we can become a part of building God's kingdom by bringing the gospel to individuals and communities. As we give and serve to meet people's needs, we invite them to know God and to enter into the same purposeful mission. A life lived for God is the only truly satisfying way to live. We flourish when we live the way we are created to exist, magnifying God's name and building God's kingdom. Let's pray. God, I confess of the ways I've been self-centered and prideful. Forgive me for not always centering my life around you and for instead trying to promote myself. Thank you for calling me into your fulfilling mission. May others see Christ in me and be pointed to you. Let me be a vessel for bringing the gospel to others. Amen. While you're listening to the worship song, identify an area in your life where you have been focused on making a name or building up security for yourself. What would it look like for you to instead be motivated by magnifying God's name and building God's kingdom?
I thirst for you. In the valley of the shadow, I cling to you. You said we wouldn't live on bread alone. But on your power.